Well, guys, it's so good to see you. You know, this is a holiday weekend. Did y'all not get the memo? Y'all just don't have friends that, like, invite you to the lake and the mountains and stuff. We thank you for being here. We thank you for joining us online, those of you that are tuning in. You know, the Gospel of John records some I am statements that Jesus makes. And in making these statements, Jesus is making observation. He's revealing about our world, and he's revealing about himself. For example, in John chapter 6, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." And he talked about how we have to take that bread of life. We have to feed that spiritual hunger in our lives in order to grow and to have this everlasting life. In John chapter 10, he says, "I am the door." And remember when Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life," basically he's saying, "I am the door. You have to come through this door to get to my Father." He tells us in John chapter 10 that he's the good shepherd and we are his sheep. We're his flock. And as the good shepherd, he watches over us and takes care of us. He says in John 11 that "I am the resurrection and the life." And it's because of that resurrection and life that we have that resurrection and we have that life and we will live forevermore with Jesus. He says in John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him." And then in John 15, he says, "I am the vine and you are the branches." And so we plug in and graft into that vine to be nourished by that plant and to be filled with his Spirit and to grow in Christ. But today we're going to look in chapter 8 at verse 12 where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. See, we live in a dark world. And I know we hear that. So metaphorically, we kind of think of this world, you know, is dark. We see it in the news, for example. We see terrorism, war, oppression, sexual abuse, greed. We see anger, hate. We see all this stuff in the news. We also view it in our media. For example, television shows are borderline pornographic at times. And so this pornography and this filthy language is just bombarding into our lives. And we live in this dark space. It's experienced in life. There's adultery that's going on. There's physical and verbal abuse. There are false religion. There are all of these things that are competing that the world says, "Hey, this is fine. Jump in. The water's great." But we live in a dark world. In the book of John, he's trying to get us to open our eyes to the fact that the world walks in darkness. In fact, in John 1, verses 4 through 5, he says this, "In him was life," and he's talking about Jesus. He says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." In other words, there's this light, and whenever you light something in the dark, it dispels the darkness. The darkness doesn't cover up the light. The light breaks free of the darkness. Paul says this in Ephesians, "I say this to you and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. Due to their hardness of heart, they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity." In other words, even Paul recognizes back then that this is a dark place. There's a lot of stuff going on. He says the futility of their minds, they're darkened in their understanding, they're alienated from God, they are ignorant because of the blindness of their hearts. He says they're callous and they're greedy. And while there may be varying degrees of darkness in our world in which people find themselves, if they live in the world, they have to contend with darkness. But for those that are in darkness, Jesus offers hope. Verse 12 is where I want to land today. I'm in John chapter 8, verse 12. "Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Remember, this is happening right at the end of the Feast of the Tabernacles. And just a couple weeks ago, we talked about where he said that if you are thirsty, to come to him. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me. And that was in John chapter 7, verse 37. Now, which is unique, because in the Feast of the Tabernacles, in the Feast of Booths, they had a water ceremony, a washing ceremony. And so when they got ready to wash with the water, that's when Jesus makes the claim, come and drink. But also at the Feast of the Tabernacles, they had a nightly counterpart to that. They had what was called a lamp lighting ceremony. And in the temple court, there were these four huge candelabras that were lit. And this light shone out, and from the temple, it kind of shone out over Jerusalem. And it was a reminder that in the wilderness, on the way to the promised land, that God led his people through the wilderness by fire. And so Jesus says that, I am the light of the world. Not I am a light in the world, but I am the light of the world. Let's look at John chapter 1, verse 4 through 9 again. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Remember John the Baptist? He came first. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. In other words, John is coming, and he's talking about, I'm bringing in the light of the world. He's talking about Jesus. John chapter 9, as Jesus says this, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then in John 12, he says this, Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. In other words, I'm going to be here a little bit longer. So walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. You ever tried to walk in the darkness? Have you ever bumped your shin in the middle of the night? Or is it just me? Stubbed your toe? Anything like that? I'm at the age where maybe I shouldn't even share this, kind of personal, but you know I will. And my mom will tune in and she'll call me sometime later today, probably at 3 a.m. when it's normal time over there. But anyway, I find myself at my age now, I have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And with my wife sleeping next to me, you know, you don't want to turn on lights and stuff like that. But I've learned once I go this way, it's 2 steps to the rowing machine. Then I can do this and get to the where the sinks are. Then it's a straight shot until I can kind of see the moonlight or something kind of through our skylight windows. Use the bathroom, come back out to the sink, wash my hands, and then if I put my hand this way and this way, I can feel where that door is, and there's another step here. But I'm telling you, walking in the dark is crazy, y'all. Wouldn't you rather just to say like, boop, turn on a little flashlight and go? As children, we're scared of the dark, so what do? We get little night lights, and we put them in there that kind of lights up the space. What does it do? It makes us feel safe because it dispels the darkness. It takes away the unknown. It takes away the things that might be there living under our bed. He is the light, not a light. He alone provides the true light, and as the light, Jesus is the source of life. He brings us abundant life, which is peace and joy and love, and he also gives us eternal life, which is where we will be with him forevermore. How wonderful to know that in a world that's filled with darkness, we have the light of the world. Yet the Pharisees had a problem with this. When he says, I am the light of the world, and he starts reminding people about what the prophets have said, they get upset about it. First, Jesus calling himself the light of the world meant that he was claiming to be God himself. Psalm 27 says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. In other words, God is my light, God is my salvation. Jesus is saying he's the light, he's saying he's God. In Isaiah, the sun shall no more be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light, but the Lord will be your everlasting light and your God will be your glory. In other words, Jesus is saying by he being the light of the world that, hey, I'm God. And this is a point we're going to see several times in this gospel. Only God gives light to the world. Only God gives light to the eyes. Only God can bring light to the heart. Only God can speak light into existence. Second, when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, it was a claim to be, hey, I am the prophesied Messiah. I'm the one they were talking about. In Malachi, it says, but for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. Simeon, when they brought Jesus 8 days to be dedicated at the temple, when he comes in, Simeon holds him, and he says that same kind of thing, that he is the light that has come. Isaiah spoke of a hopeful day when the people who were in covenant relationship with him would be the light of the world. He says this in Isaiah chapter 42. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open their eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from prison, for those who sit in darkness. He goes on to say this in chapter 49. It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. In other words, you're not just God. You're this promised Messiah that we've been looking for. We were hoping a military leader would come and knock off this Roman oppression. So who do you think you are? And the Pharisees are upset about this. Jesus claims this for those of us that follow him. He says, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And the Pharisees are failing to see and recognize the truth of Jesus' words, just like people today. I'd rather live in darkness than admit that maybe Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. I'd much rather live in darkness where at least I'm comfortable standing around. I know where the rowing machine is. I know where the sinks are. I can feel my way around. At least I'm comfortable doing that instead of what I might find if the light came on. So notice what they say in verse 19. The Pharisees, they said to him, where is your father? Because Jesus is talking about, I don't bear witness for myself. I'm bearing witness from what God is giving me. You judge according to the flesh. He says, I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. And so they're saying, well, where is your father? If they really knew who Jesus was, then they would know exactly who his father was. And they would know that the father sent him, but they don't. They are blinded in their own darkness. Verse 19 also contains an important spiritual truth. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. The only way to know who the Father is to know Jesus. So where in your life is there darkness? Maybe you're living on the outside like everything's okay, but inside there's just something that maybe you're kind of holding back, you're trying to keep secret. Maybe from your family, maybe from your workers, maybe even from yourself. And you're not ready to give everything over to him. And Jesus is saying, let me be that light. Let me be the light. Let me get rid of that darkness. So are you confused? Are you stumbling around like I do in the middle of the night, making a mess? How do you know Jesus? I would encourage you not to follow your own path. Jesus is the light that will lead us to the Father. And so does Jesus lead your life? Have you submitted to him? And what does the world see in us? Jesus also says, look, I'm going to give you my light, and you're going to reflect my light. You are going to be a light to the nations. He says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Are we the light of the world? When the world looks at us, do they see Jesus or do they see just more of the world? When they hear us speak, do they hear the salt that preserves, that makes better? Or do they just see the world? I would ask this morning that you would come to the light, set aside any obstacles that are in the way, and allow yourselves to submit to the glorious purpose of Jesus. In a world that is dark, let us walk in the light of him who leads us in both abundant life and into the eternal life. Father, I pray that you would be with us today, that you would be the light of life in our world. And Father, we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.